In this bulletin, Queensland records one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin calls an early election for the 1st of May. And world number one Ash Barty survives a scare at the Miami Open with a three-set win. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Hospitals, aged care homes, prisons and disability care facilities in Brisbane are in lockdown after Queensland recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. A 26-year-old man from the Brisbane suburb of Stafford tested positive to the virus yesterday but has been infectious in the community since last Friday. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the man remained at home after first getting symptoms and then got tested. She's urging anyone who gets ill to do the same.
We don't know where this virus is next going to pop up, but as I've always said, if we can find the first case in the cluster, not the 40th, we'll be able to get on top of it much, much, much more quickly.
And Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging Queenslanders to remember to keep their social distance. She says she's been to several large functions recently and noticed people had become complacent.
People are not social distancing. We really need people to social distance. And the other thing that's coming back is everyone is doing handshakes again. Please, we are still in the midst of a pandemic. Now is not the time to break our social distancing, our good hand hygiene, and the handshake. So I'm sorry, everyone, but we need to abide by these things if we're going to get through this.
Queensland recorded six new cases in hotel quarantine, including three from Papua New Guinea and one from Ethiopia. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says a coalition MP accused by two women of harassing and abusing them online is not fit to be a member of parliament. Dr. Andrew Lamming publicly apologised to the two members of his electorate in the hours before the Nine Network revealed the story. Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Dr. Lamming's behaviour as disgraceful and demanded the Queensland MP issue the apology. But Anthony Albanese says Scott Morrison's response is not what it should be.
Quite frankly, the Prime Minister's response is totally inadequate, as it always is. As it always is. He waits and waits and waits and then says, oh, that's of real concern and I'll look into it and we'll get Andrew Lamming to stand up and say he's sorry. In my view, Andrew Lamming isn't fit to continue as a Member of Parliament.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has offered to meet with Brittany Higgins, should she wish to talk to him. Ms Higgins alleges she was raped by a former Liberal staffer inside a ministerial office. She has lodged a complaint with Mr Morrison over allegations his office had tried to discredit her partner and undermine her by briefing the media. Mr Morrison has instigated an inquiry into those claims. He says the issues are being work through and he's happy to meet with Miss Higgins. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has called an early election for the 1st of May. Mr Gutwin says an early poll is needed because Tasmania can't afford the uncertainty of a minority government.
Now more than ever, we need a strong, stable majority government. So that's why this election will be about who can deliver the strong, stable majority government needed to secure Tasmania's future. While COVID is not over yet, and many Tasmanians are still getting back on their feet, our economy is growing again.
In tennis, world number one Ash Barty has survived a scare at the Miami Open with a three-set win in the opening round. Barty saved a match point before beating Kristina Kukova 6-3, 4-6, 7-5. Barty had to fight back from 2-5 down in the deciding set and says the win is a relief.
Today was really hard work and I enjoyed every single minute of it. I think there's nothing like coming through a test like that and now I get another opportunity in a couple of days' time to play another tough match and test myself again.
Now look at Saturday's weather. Sunny in Perth and 28. In Adelaide, a morning shower or two, 22. A shower or two, 20 degrees in Melbourne, 21 in Hobart. Similar conditions in Canberra, partly cloudy, also 21. In Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25. Partly cloudy for Sydney, 27. In Newcastle, much the same, 26. Sunny for Brisbane, 30. A shower or two, 31 in Cairns. And a shower or two for Darwin with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom.